This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today Magazine. This week, we have a delicious apple cake recipe for you. Plus, we look at a fine feathered friend. Midwest Today Magazine food writer Elise Michaels joins us with a delectable autumnal favorite.
Thanks, Dan. I always like to receive good recipes, and this one comes to me from the publisher of Midwest Today, whose mother, the late Olga Jordan of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, was not only the dearest of souls, but also, I'm told, one of the best home cooks that ever lived. Every fall, her friends and family asked Olga to make her delicious apple pudding cake. And since it's apple season, I'm going to share the recipe with you today. It has a rum sauce that you pour over it while the cake is still warm, and the flavors are exquisite. So get ready to copy it down. It calls for 1 cup of sugar, 1/4 cup butter, 1 egg, 1 cup of flour, 1 teaspoon soda, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 2 large tart apples, unpeeled but shredded. Be sure to leave the skins on. And 1/2 cup of chopped walnuts. You cream the sugar, butter, and egg together. Then add the dry ingredients so it's well mixed. Stir in the apples and nuts. Then pour into a 9x9 inch pan that's been greased and floured. Bake at 350 degrees for about 30 minutes. It's best to serve this cake warm, so as you're getting ready to take it out of the oven, get going on the sauce. I don't mean drink it, I mean make it. Combine 1 1/2 cups of whole milk with 1/3 cup of sugar. Heat on low and test for sweetness. Then dissolve 2 level tablespoons of cornstarch in 1/4 cup of cold milk. Pour this into the hot milk after you've taken it off the burner, stirring quickly so it won't get lumpy. Then put it back on medium heat and bring to boiling until it thickens. This scorches easily, so watch it closely. Remove it from the heat and stir in 2 tablespoons of either rum, or you can use brandy, my favorite. Take the cake out of the oven and let it cool just enough so that you can easily slice it. Drizzle the warm sauce over each piece before serving. I guarantee you everyone will rave about this wonderful autumn apple pudding cake. Remember to share good food and your good fortune with someone who's needy. I'm Elise Michaels for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.
Thanks, Elise. Now we have Robin Formaker, our resident ornithologist. Didn't even know I knew that word, did you?
Just about everyone has a downy woodpecker nearby that taps and pecks noisily on tree trunks, wood siding, and sometimes even metal chimneys. Loud drumming is both a means of communication and a way to signal possession of territory to their rivals. Softer pecking is a method of echolocating grubs under the bark of a tree. The bird is about 6.5 inches long with black and white markings. Males have a red nape patch. These friendly birds are likely to forage for insects and trees next to your house. They also eat fruits, seeds, and nuts. They can be attracted to beef suet, but they will also come for cracked corn, sunflower seeds, donuts, and fruit. Believe it or not, downy woodpeckers will often eat out of your hand. The trick is to get them used to you being by a feeder, then hold sunflower seeds in your hand. Downy woodpeckers do not drink at bird baths as often as other birds, so food and cover are a priority. Pairs of the birds work together to excavate a cavity 10 to 15 inches deep on the underside of a tree limb to use as their home, and both feed their young. They generally stay year-round. This is Robin Formaker for the Midwest Today Radio Edition saying, it's fun to have the birds around.
Thank you, Robin. The new issue of Midwest Today is now out, and you can see it online at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. So check it out. Glad you could join us.
Get that bird.
Oh, you never know what's going to happen around here. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.